don't break bad news by yourself. Because you never know when someone is going to go bad crazy all over your ass. It's Breaking Bad News.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush right here on 93.1 Jams. Breaking Bad News is a predicament no one enjoys being in, and that's why you give us a call.
That's right. I mean, we're here for you. Why do it alone? I always say, like, I would want to be with people that are going to make me feel comfortable if I have to say something that's not always easy to say.
That's right.
Yeah.
And that's why you call 321-0931, or you can DM us. And this morning, we have Elliot on the phone. Good morning, Elliot. How are you?
Hey, good morning. How are you all doing?
We're good.
Oh, we're good. So tell us, what's going on?
Okay, so I've got bad news to give to Heather. We've been dating 4 months now, mm-hmm. and my schedule is just getting very hectic. And I know people say that all the time, but I've got 60 hours a week work, training to be a Marine. I like her a lot, but there's just no time. And it's just, mm-hmm. it's honestly, it's not fair to her. She deserves someone, you know, that just has more time.
Wow.
That, you know, we have to take a break until I do have time, because I don't want to set all these dates up and then I'm working late. And then, you know, so it's just, then the whole day is just stressful. And yeah, I think she's great, but she deserves someone that is not as busy as I am.
Are you emotionally invested at all with her, or it sounds like you are.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
And there's just no, well, that's sad. I mean, you know, this is going to be heart-wrenching for her. But you know what? We love a Marine. So, I mean,
we do.
You got to do what you got to do. But you just want to completely just break it all off with her.
Or maybe just till things slow down. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe just hold off. And then when things slow down, then, you know, pick it back up. Or so. I just don't want there to be the expectations of what a normal relationship should be. I just can't do it. It's not that I don't want to.
Yeah.
I just can't.
Are you starting to feel overwhelmed? You sound kind of overwhelmed.
Oh, yeah. Not even starting to. It's been that way.
Okay.
You know, I mean, yeah. Like I said, we've been four months of dating. I met her and everything was great. And I was pretty, you know, hectic, busy life then, and that's just gotten worse. So,
okay.
How do you think she's gonna take this from you?
I mean, probably not great. Like I said, like, we're doing pretty well. So,
okay.
All right.
Well,
I need my back.
Sure.
Okay.
This is what we'll do. We'll play a song, and then when we get back, we will help you to break the bad news to Heather, the girl that you've been dating for 4 months, that you actually are breaking up with her because you just work so many hours a week, and, you know, you're Marine, and outside of that, 60 hours a week. So we're going to help you out. Coming up next with Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.
Let us help you break bad news. Because let's face it, you never know when another person is going to go bat cray all over your ass. We'll take care of you. It's Breaking Bad News.
It's Chris in the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. Breaking Bad News, not a fun place to be, but especially when you got to break the news to your girl that you don't want to be with her anymore.
Wow. Yeah, we've got Elliot on the phone. He's breaking bad news to his girlfriend, Heather. They've been dating for about 4 months now, but he has a crazy schedule. He works like 60 hours a week, and he's also training to be a Marine. So things have just gotten really crazy, and he doesn't feel like he has the time that she deserves. So he's looking to take a break until things slow down a bit.
All right. So, Elliot, this is what we're going to do. We're going to mute our line. You'll be able to hear us, but Heather will not. And then eventually we'll chime into your call. Okay.
Okay.
All right. Good luck, my man.
Good luck.
Hello.
Hey, hon. How you doing?
Hey, you. I'm good.
Hey.
What's up?
Good. I've been thinking, I think you're great. The past 4 months here have been, super. You know how much I'm working, you know, all the stuff I'm doing. And I don't think it's fair to you. I think that you deserve, you know, someone that can, you know, just has more time, like a regular.
Wait, are you breaking up with me right now?
He was very to the point.
Like, he was.
I don't, not necessarily breaking up, but maybe we can just take a break until, you know, things slow down. I mean, you know, I'm working so much and all of this, and, you know, I don't like to make plans. I know, but I'm just saying, like, you have to obviously see what's happening. Like you know, a normal 9-to-5er has all the time in the evenings to meet up, and I just don't, and I don't like to make plans that will be broken, so it just seems like I just don't break the plans.
What's the problem?
Right, but that's what I'm saying is I don't want to do that, so I don't want to set it up. So it's just, we just don't, I just, you deserve better than what I can give you. So I'm saying let's just hold off.
Well, okay, hold on. Where are you getting what I expect or deserve? Like, have I given you any indication that I want more from you or want more time from you? I think I've been really patient.
That's a good point.
All right, let's break in. Hi, good morning. Is this Heather?
Oh, hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, Heather. We are friends of your boyfriend, Elliot. This is Kristen and Tracy from Kristen the Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams. How are you doing this morning? Probably better than normal.
I'm okay. Yeah. I'm not having a great moment right now. I'm a little confused.
Sure. We get that. So, mm-hmm. Listen, the reason why we are on this phone call that obviously is very private, Elliot just needs some help because he really cares about you, mm-hmm. and he feels bad when it comes to this news because he does not want to give you this. He just feels like you deserve so much more than what he's able to give you.
Yeah.
And that's the reason why he's like wanting to kind of call it quits for right now. But on the other hand, you kind of seem like you're okay with it.
Well, yeah, that's part of what you do in a relationship is you make room for each other to have your own lives. And yeah, you're busy right now, but like that doesn't have to be forever. Yep. And I never told you that I needed more time with you. I never, you know, got mad at you for working as hard as you do. I mean, I don't know where all this came from. I'm really confused. And I don't know. So are you willing to take a break?
Are you willing to take like a long break? Like he wants to take a break like for a while until he can get his life back in order for a time for himself.
Right.
Are you willing, if it needs to be a year, are you willing to wait?
Well, what does that mean, a break? Does that mean just like the ability to see other people? Or is it like, you know, putting everything on hold and not talking forever? Like that's not great, but like, yeah. Am I willing to be patient and let you have your life and not expect more from you than you can give me? Yeah.
Mm. Oh, she's good.
That's a very good point.
Still a relationship. Yeah. That's still being together.
Yeah.
Good point. That's a very good point. Yeah.
I'm kind of, this is stupid, but I'm kind of switching here now. I guess I was just feeling guilty. Mm. And I mean, you're right, Hev. Like you weren't complaining and I was just feeling bad. And I guess, I really didn't even ask you where you were on it. And if you don't mind, I mean, like, you know, you said one that you know, never complained. And then you were also talking about how you'll be patient. So
of course I don't mind.
If I could go back
to you, I get that.
Yeah. I don't know. I kind of want to flip 180 and go, you know what? Never mind. This is so stupid, but if you, can we just forget this ever happened and just kind of keep going patient because that's,
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's good.
That is good.
Well, I guess the bad news that was broken here is all the ladies out here, he is not out on the market. He's still taken.
That's the bad news.
So we are
the bad news.
Woo! Be all you can be, Mr. Elliot, for Heather.
That's right.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Well, good luck to you guys. And if you need anything else, just give us a call.
Yeah, just call us.
That's what we do.
Great. Thank you all.
Thanks, guys.
You're welcome.
Morning Rush on 93.1 Jams.